Just like the frog in the pot of cold water that doesn't notice you've turned on the stove until it's too late, I don't always fathom just how stupid some people are getting until confronted with another egregious display of ignorance. But it's not just an ignorance of not knowing something. It's an oblivious, indifferent ignorance in people that I see, like they can't be bothered to know something, and that anyone who does is a real fool. I have flown out of the Oakland airport many times on business. I'll park at the long-term lot and take the shuttle to the terminal. Now, when I say this happens every time I'm on that bus, I'm not exaggerating. The bus will pull up at the first stop, Terminal 1, and the driver announces on the loudspeaker, "Terminal 1, all airlines except Southwest." Then she announces it again when she opens the doors, "Terminal 1, all airlines except Southwest." At this point, somebody always pipes up and says, "Is this Southwest? This Delta?" The driver, with the polite resignation of somebody unlucky enough to experience this far more often than I, simply again recites her version of name, rank, and serial number. "Terminal 1, all airlines except Southwest." Finally, we begin to depart and go to the next stop, where she announces as she pulls up, "Terminal 2, Southwest Airlines only." And then someone always says, "Oh, so this is JetBlue?" Or, "You didn't announce Continental." I'm always amazed that these people were presumably able to purchase airline tickets, get themselves to the long-term lot and onto a shuttle bus, yet cannot understand a simple declarative sentence. Okay, I suppose maybe they weren't paying attention, or they were prattling on their phone about American Idol. But that's a symptom, too, of this level of ignorance, oblivious, indifferent ignorance in this country, and it truly does frighten me. Like the people I see standing in front of the hospital pharmacy near where I work, in front of a large neon sign that spells the word pharmacy, and say to passersby, "I can't find the pharmacy." Or like the significant percentage of the population that think the president was born in Kenya, or that Judge Judy is a member of the Supreme Court. Or my worker who asked me once where I was going on vacation, and when I said France, she cocked her head, furrowed her brow, and asked, "Where's France?" This is also the same woman who asked the question of me that has become a kind of idiot alert code at my house. Someone was talking to us about Guatemala for some reason, and after they had walked away, this woman turned to me and said, "What's a Guatemala?" I wasn't sure how to answer that question, and without being brutally mean, I'm still not very sure. So maybe I'll just go have some more coffee, and I'll wonder how Judge Judy might rule on the healthcare reform law. Thanks for listening.